All right, good morning. It's a beautiful morning outside, and I'm glad to be here. Just blessed with everything that was shared already this morning. And the comment that Lucas made there at the end about joking about things that aren't really good to joke about is kind of in the same line of what my children's lesson is about today. It's about, and mine's not so much about saying a joke, but it's about playing mean tricks on people and considering what you do before you do it. So I'll read this story here, and then we'll talk about it just a little bit. It's called Only a Joke. The little old country schoolhouse had been built on the side of a steep hill. So in the wintertime, it was a perfect position for the neighborhood children to go sledding. Running out of the school at recess, the children would grab their sleds and whoosh. Down the hill they would go over the long snow-covered trail to the bottom of the hill. Nellie, one of the older girls, was about the best at the game in the whole school. So brave and daring was she that the boys both admired and envied her. She would make faster time down the slope than any of them, and she didn't have one of the modern flexible flyers either. Her sled was of the old-fashioned type for steering. She joined two sleds together, then the one on the front sled held the back sled, and by pulling it this way and that, managed to steer the desired course. Always a leader and beloved by the younger children, Nellie usually sat on the front sled and did the steering for the girls on the back sled. One day, as the children rushed out of school to grab their sleds, they met with disappointment. It was snowing hard. "Ah, let's not sled today," said some of the boys. "It's no fun with all this snow coming down." "Why not?" said Nellie. "It's all the better. I'm going anyway. Who's coming with me?" Several girls ran forward at once, and Nellie arranged them on the back sled with herself on the front to steer them. "Here we go," she cried, and with shrieks and yells from all on board, the little caravan raced down the hillside through the snowstorm. The boys watched with mingled wonder and jealousy as Nellie skillfully swung to the right, then to the left, around the bend and out of sight. "What a girl," cried one. "Thinks she's smart," said another unkindly. "Let's teach her a lesson," said the third. "Yes," said another, "but how?" "Let's give her a spill," was the reply. "Good idea," cried the rest. "Let's do it." "How can we?" said the first. And you see, all these children here, they were joining together and they were coming up with a bad idea. But if one of those children would have stood up and said, "No, I don't think we should be mean. She didn't do anything wrong to us, and they're just having a good time." I think if one of them would have stood up, not all the rest of them would have joined in. So if you're around a group of friends and they're doing that, saying, "Hey, let's go over here and do something to them," or "Let's go aggravate them," be that one that stands up and puts a stop to it before anything can get started. And then one of them had the idea, they said, "Let's put something on the path so she won't see it." "What about the top of the broken desk in the junk pile?" said another. "That's the very thing," cried the leader. "Let's go get it in place before she can climb back up the hill. Hurry now, hurry." Ready hands picked up the top of the old desk and carried it down the slope. They buried it quickly in the path that Nellie usually followed when sledding and hurried back up the hill. So hard was it snowing now that by the time Nellie and her party of girls had returned, dragging their sleds behind them, all traces of the boys' mischief were completely hidden, save a guilty look on their faces. But good, great-hearted Nellie noticed nothing wrong. She never would have dreamed they could be so mean. "Going down again?" asked the leader of the gang. "Of course," said Nellie. "It's just wonderful. Come on." You're welcome on a day like this," he said. "We'll watch you." As soon as Nellie had got her breath again after her long climb, she took on aboard another group of girls, and with more yells of happiness, they went rushing down the hill. Eagerly, the boys peered through the driving snow to see what would happen when the sled struck the barrier. Some began to be worried and wished they hadn't done it. See, they were going down that hill right there, and the boys were over here. It shows, I think, they were behind the trees watching them. Yeah, see, the boys buried that desktop somewhere down in there, and then they went and hid back in the trees, and they were watching what was going to happen. Crash! Striking the hidden obstacle, the front sled splintered and turned over. Nellie was thrown off, and the girls on the rear sled piled on top of her in a confused mass of arms and legs. At first, the boys laughed, but as they heard a moan of pain, their faces changed and they rushed down to the wreck. "We shouldn't have done it," some of them said. "We shouldn't have done it." But it was too late now. They should have thought of that before. Poor Nellie was holding her foot. "I'm afraid it's broken," she said. "It hurts terribly." By this time, teacher was on the scene, and the boys were hushed and repentant. "Those of you who did this foolish thing will take Nellie home," said teacher sternly. And that is what they had to do. Nellie was placed on her damaged sled and wrapped up warmly. Then the boys who had hidden the broken piece of desk in the snow hauled her a half mile up the steep hill to the house where she lived. The nearer they got to Nellie's home, the more repentant all of them became. "We're awfully sorry," said one. "We meant you no harm." "We did it just for fun," said another. "It was only a joke," said the third. "Only a joke. Only a joke?" Maybe it was, but it was a costly joke, and Nellie had to pay for it with days of suffering in bed. All the girls on the other sled could have been hurt, too. Someone might have been killed, so dangerous is this sort of practical joking. Always remember that only a joke is worse than no joke at all if it brings harm to others. So that's a good lesson for us. I think it's fine to play little harmless tricks sometimes, but always think about what's going to happen with that trick. Think if you'd be on the other side of it, would it be fun and kind of funny and okay to do? Or is it something that could hurt them or that's not nice to do? You know, the Bible says that we should do unto others as we would have them do to us. Proverbs has a lot of verses about people that are mischievous. I just wrote a couple of them down here. Proverbs 10:23 says, "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." So that's saying somebody that's a fool, his favorite thing to do is just be mischievous and prey on other people and always be antagonizing and aggravating somebody. It says, but somebody that has understanding, they have wisdom to know when it's fine to maybe play a little joke on somebody that's harmless, or when it's better to just not do it at all. And then Psalm 7, verses 15 and 16 says, "He made a pit and digged it, and has fallen into the ditch which he made, and his mischief shall return upon his own head." So what's that? What that's saying is often if we do something, it ends up coming back and backfiring on us, and we're the ones that end up getting hurt in the long run. So remember as we play together, whether it be with our brothers and sisters or our cousins or our friends, that we don't do things that could hurt them and that we think about things before we do them. So that's my little encouragement this morning. We'll have a prayer and then you can go back to your parents. Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning. We thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. We thank you for life and for breath and for all the little children around this circle. I pray, Lord, that you would bless each one of them in their lives and pray that they could grow up to follow after and to serve you and help them that as they play and be with other children, that they could think before they do things that could harm or hurt someone, and help them to be understanding and to have wisdom, and help us as parents that we could teach them as well, Father. Just pray that you would bless the rest of this service and that your Spirit could dwell over each one of us today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.